Andy Melbourne produces our program, but she also has many friends up on the hill, up on Boot Hill. Takapatafo to some, Bastion Point to others. As mentioned, today is 45 years to the day of the police evictions for our people for making a stand for our own whenua. And as frustrating as it has been to witness the injustices of that period, there's still a magic up on that whenua. And our friend Hene Ani Melbourne is there. Thanks for joining us. Tu hene, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, morena koutou katoi, whakarongo mai nei.
Tēnā koe, Hene Ani. Describe what you're looking at this morning, please.
Well, I was looking at my hot breakfast. Well, we had a very moving ceremony up on Takapatafo for the memorial of those who've passed since the occupation, and including, of course, Joe Hawke, who passed away this time last year. So it was very moving, very beautiful, very cold and very muddy as well. So they had a church service, they had waiata, karakia, and had photos of those who had passed, both recently and you know, further in the time. And then once that was finished, everyone came down for a hot breakfast because, as you could imagine, beautiful but chilly.
Yeah, Hene Ani. Look, I'm not. I don't think it's right to anticipate huge crowds, but isn't it lovely that you know, on a day like today, just pausing, reflecting, as you say, on those who are no longer with us, who stood their ground, and it's right to be reminded of personalities, not just from Tau Māori too, because the union movement, for instance, provided great support in 1978 and the days preceding this particular day. I was half expecting you to take your tent up there. What stopped you from doing so?
Age and cold. But there were a few people who camped up overnight, and some, quite a few people have been here supporting the haukainga for the last week, getting everything ready. It's been amazing. There's several hundred people here, despite the early morning. And a lot of them affiliate to Ngāti Whātua, but a lot too from those, as you mentioned, who, there were photographers, there were singers, there were activists and, you know, human rights people who took part in the actual occupation and the aftermath as well.
It's this, and will be for generations to come, the source of great pride as a successful stand by our people and others associated. So while I'm assuming many of them will be older people who are involved as younger activists, if you will, or freedom fighters, are there many young people who have taken this situation on board as perhaps a learning experience for them about some of the challenges they too will face in their own lifetimes?
Yes, it's all ages, from the very elderly to the very young. And yes, some of our, that's one of the reasons I came, was because we've lost friends recently who were part of that occupation and the movements that spilt out from there. But, you know, like I was thinking of Sharon Hawke Kōrero yesterday, and realised she was only 16 when she was arrested by two police officers. You know, today that would be child abuse. And she was on her own land, which made it even worse. But no, I don't think people will forget. And I'm just so proud of Ngāti Whātua, of where they've come from in the last 45 years. You can hear te reo Māori around us. You know, at the time of the occupation, very few actually spoke Māori themselves, although their komata and kuia came up to support them.
It's been a really wonderful conversation. I wish I was up there. And isn't it great, Hene Ani, that the day's dawn so bright and clear across such a beautiful piece of whenua that was under such threat, but with the mana of our people standing strong, it's now there for all to enjoy. So please do, and get back to your lovely breakfast. And thank you for a really beautiful report, sister. I appreciate it. Your kōrero this morning, but perhaps even more so across the last couple of years as a producer of our program. Thanks again, Tuahine. Kia ora.
Okay, kia ora. Enjoy this beautiful day in Tamaki Makaurau.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe. Hēnei Ani, Melbourne, our producer.